Good morning, Blue Jays fans, and welcome to the Morning Mash here on the Jay Bird Watching Gamecast. So, not a ton going on last night. There was a few rainouts in the minor leagues. Obviously, the Blue Jays had the day off, but we're going to give you our best show that we possibly can here anyways. So, first things first, let's talk that there is going to be possibly some major league talent coming back to the Toronto Blue Jays in the ready near future here. Last night, Marcus Stroman was supposed to be on the hill for the New Hampshire Fisher Cats, but rain unfortunately delayed that game, and they haven't announced if he's actually going to pitch today or not. But as far as things go, that does mean good things for Marcus Stroman. And at the moment, they are saying that Jordan Romano is going to be on the mound for the New Hampshire Fisher Cats in Tuesday's game. So I'm guessing Stroman's moving up. That would be the best guess. At the moment, maybe they're just not updating their sheets, but the New Hampshire Fisher Cats are supposed to play today at 4:30 against the Seawolves. So as one of those things go, this could just be, you know, the current news of the moment, or it could be Marcus Stroman's actually going to be getting ready for his next start to be wearing a Toronto Blue Jays uniform. In other injury news, Steve Pearce is going to be heading back after having a couple of rehab starts. I would assume they're going to be making some move on the major league roster to get him back on either today or the very, very near future, as he went 2-for-2 with a walk the other night with the Buffalo Wings. I mean, Bisons. Yeah, Buffalo Wings. Sorry, thinking of food still from seeing those jerseys. So, anyways. Also, we have the, you know, pending storm or the bringer of rain that we are hoping is going to let him just pick up and run away with the rest of the season, or at least enough to up that trade value for a competitive team. There have been plenty of teams calling in already on some of the Blue Jays players. I don't know if that has pertained to Josh Donaldson, but at the moment it looks like the flavor of the month, or at least week, is Blue Jays ace Jay Happ. Which is not a shock to me at all. He has been easily the best pitcher on the Toronto Blue Jays, and it's just been a very good season and last few years, period, for Jay Happ. And with that, it just doesn't shock me that he's the first one to be getting the call here and these kind of things. But the rumor has it that the Seattle Mariners, New York Yankees, and there was one other team that I'm failing to remember off the top of my head right now that have called in and inquired on Jay Happ, at least. So that's what is being reported at the moment. So hopefully that means that they're going to get into a bidding war for the Blue Jay ace and be able to get some really good major league ready talent to fill up this already very impressive minor league system. And if it's getting to that point where you're putting their shut up at this point, the 33-38 Blue Jays are currently heading into the series with the Atlanta Braves in Toronto against the 42-29 Atlanta Braves, who were expected to compete, but maybe not on this kind of level. After the Blue Jays decimated the Washington Nationals, the Atlanta Braves could be walking away with this division a little bit. So, Jaime Garcia is going to be on the mound against the rookie Mike Soroka, who has been on fire. The Canadian native has been just going down to the National League with 2 home runs so far, 2.57 ERA. Very, very impressive stuff for the youngster. And honestly, that's really good stuff I've had to see so far. And Jaime Garcia is in this rotation. Some of the young talent, really some emerging talent, and Zach Miguel, some others might be some ideas as far as a bigger position in the major league rotation. So he's really got to get on his toes and show what he can do, because he's signed up through next year as well. And I'm sorry, a 5.31 ERA is not quite going to cut it in my head when I know we have all the minor league talent ready to come up. Ryan Barucki, Sean Reed Foley, a lot of these guys have been just incredible. And Sean Reed Foley was actually the pitcher of the week for the International League this past week. And just to give you even more fun on that, if you didn't know already, TJ Zoik of the New Hampshire Fisher Cats was also a pitcher of the week. So very impressive pitching performances for a minor league system that is quote-unquote thin on pitching. That looks pretty good to me. And that's not even getting into, like we've been talking about on this show repetitively, Ryan Barucki and a lot of others So it's great to see Sean Reed Foley being successful at the AAA level now after having a really rough season last year and just completely coming off the blocks this year, running with it and really biting his teeth into this performance. And like I said, picking up a player of the week, not after just being very impressive. That's just even better in my opinion, because I would have guessed he would have done well this year, but that just shows how far he's come after a rough outing last season. So we're going to wrap that up with the Blue Jays, and we're going to head down to the minors, which was very thin yesterday, but we got some fun things to talk about. So before we go too far, I almost forgot I wanted to talk about this. So the Blue Jays have been playing better of late, and I think there's two key components to that. The fact that Kendrys Morales actually somehow figured out his bat, and Devin Travis and Randall Grichuk have been on fire since rejoining the team from demotions / injuries and all sorts of fun. Devin Travis is triple slashing a .328, .369, .541 since being reinstated from his demotion from the minor leagues. Randall Grichuk on rebounding from his injuries, 326, 387, 17. Those are some impressive slash lines for guys that couldn't get off their butts, basically, it seemed like, to start this season. So very impressive, and I firmly believe that Randall Grichuk is going to be a solid outfielder for the Toronto Blue Jays. I was very surprised that his bat didn't pick up right out of the spring training. I'm going to credit that all up to new surroundings, but two home runs in the latest win against the Nationals, and he had a lot. He's had like six or seven since coming back. So it's been very impressive to watch Randall Grichuk come out of his shell. So on minor league side, only the Dean Blue Jays played, and their doubleheader kicked off the season similar fashion to what their last second half was like. So last year, they had a really rough first half. Their second half, they really ran away with things and were able to be co-champions for the Florida State League. The season was cut short with the playoffs because of the Hurricanes last season, and they were able to be crowned co-champions. Right now, they're just two games after the All-Star break. They're 5-6 since the second half, quote-unquote, started. But two wins yesterday as they take out the St. Lucie Mets. And an impressive outpour of offense in the first game. This game was more of the pitcher's duel that quickly ensued. So let's talk game one, where Joshua Palacios just completely decimated. This game 5-6, folks. A very impressive yesterday game. And the kind of performance that I've been wondering is going to all of a sudden just break loose and catching everything. It's like 5-6 with 5-2 runs scored. That is just completely insane for a 9-inning ball game. And he included a home run and just a little short of the cycle. And he also stole his fourth base of the second half. Yeah, second half. I told you a minute ago they're on 5-6. So he stole that many bases doing that well already. Also adding to the offense, natural 1-5, Brad Jones, Roscoe, went 2-for-5 and runs scored. So plenty of offense, despite a 4-for-12 runners in scoring position. Backed 8-for-11, earned 3 walks by strike, got 3 hits, 7 hits, no small feats for any pitcher. So he's maintaining this one, 3-for-2, and everything in the 9th, allowed a run, but struck out 2. Moving right along to two here, where the Dunedin Blue Jays, like I said, won their second game in a row. But this was a little bit of a different game. We're able to, just pitch everything out. But we'll talk offense first, where Joshua Palacios just continues to rake as he has a monster day and just had another 3 RBIs. And like I said, this kid, there's just no way to say it, but he is going to be something special, in my opinion. He's got a lot of goals, and he's just been putting them together slowly but surely, and it's only going to get better, I think. So another impressive performance in the Winston game. I guess he went to 3 more RBIs, including 3 months this time. Just very impressive day for Palacios. So that would be his offense would be enough to back up a Julie Andre Higura win Connor Eller would get the start one hit for two innings, and then it would kind of pitch inside one hit, walking out three, and you know, it would be enough. It was just, like I said, a very solid performance for the two of them, and just they were able to get out of this one and run away with it, you know, of the two games. We ended up getting the safest one as well. So I went right along. It was the only game, but I do have to mention that if you are in the Lansing area in Michigan for any reason, I highly recommend you jump down there. Today's the game for the Midwest League, and it is a beautiful ballpark in Lansing there, and I highly recommend it. We're going to have some plenty of fun going on tonight. A lot of the game, obviously, at 7 o'clock. We'll bring you as much coverage for that as we possibly can here on the Birdwatching Gamecast. So, anyways, folks, I'm sorry to say, but that is all the news we have for today. Only the two games from the Dominion Blue Jays with a rainout to the Fisher Cats. Marcus Stroman, like I mentioned, was supposed to be on the hill for that one. Looks like he might be migrating north a little quicker than anticipated because of the rainout. And hopefully that means he's back on track enough to run with the rest of the season for the Blue Jays. It'd be nice to see him get back on track and finish strong this season. Anyways, folks, enjoy the Midwest League All-Star Game tonight. The Blue Jays will be playing the Atlanta Braves tonight at the Rogers Center at 7 o'clock. Jaime Garcia versus Mike Soroka, as we were talking about. Hopefully we can keep attacking the ball like they did over the weekend and just continue to play good baseball. Because one way or the other, this last weekend was definitely a lot more fun to watch than some of the previous ones. Anyways, peace out. I'm Craig Borden. And don't forget, if you're looking for tickets, hop on seatgiant.ca and use the Jaybird code, and you will get a nice little discount on your tickets. And hit those subscribe buttons everywhere, everybody. We're happy that you're all listening. Have a nice day.